This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked Friday about my feeling that we are kind of, sort of, maybe turning the corner. Here is another indicator from the biggest city in this economy. News today from Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, that all city workers are going to be required to return to the office, that is, like, in person, come May 3rd. About 80,000 municipal employees have been working remotely for a year now. Thing is, with all the variants and a whole lot of people still not vaccinated and herd immunity still proving elusive and just, you know, anxiety about everything, getting America back to the workplace is a tad fraught. Marketplace's Bree Benishore has more.
Herd immunity. In epidemiology, it's the point at which enough people are immune to a disease that its spread is basically stopped, effectively protecting the whole population. So if we can just hit that number, the country, businesses, could know it's safe to reopen. The problem is that it is not a magic number, and it isn't just one number at all.
Small changes in your assumptions, small changes in the way the disease is actually spreading in the population can lead to wildly different possible trajectories.
Dr. Samuel Scarpino directs the Emergent Epidemics Lab at Northeastern University. For COVID, predictions of what it'll take to reach herd immunity vary wildly. By some estimates, only 15% of people need to be immune. Other estimates say 90%. That range is so huge because herd immunity is a calculation. And part of the math in there is about how the virus spreads. So anything that changes how the virus spreads is going to change your answer.
So, for example, the herd immunity threshold for a population that is wearing masks and engaging in some measure of physical distancing is very different from one that is not doing either one of those things.
And all of this means that there won't be just one moment or one benchmark for when a given office can reopen. Dr. Gigi Granval is a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security.
Every building is different and every workplace and procedures are different. So you have to make your own plan for sure.
So this ambiguity around when to bring people back to work is something employers are starting to digest. They are going to have to figure out what to do for themselves.
Often it's going to depend on the area in which the business is located.
Amber Clayton is director of the Knowledge Center at the Society for Human Resources Management, or SHRM.
The employer is going to want to follow state, local laws that pertain to opening businesses. They'll also want to look at the COVID cases within their particular areas.
Another issue is, of course, you know, how employees feel.
We run polls.
Christopher Gavigan is founder of Prima, a plant-based health and wellness company. It, like many companies, is trying to take the pulse of their workforce.
And it ebbs and flows, world events, on the realities with this pandemic.
So if employee comfort is one of the main issues, one of the obvious things that will make a lot of employees feel comfortable is getting the vaccine.
Based on what we know, I think we will require it.
Legally, employers can do that. They can mandate getting vaccinated, according to Karen Elliott, a partner at Eckert Siemens Law Firm in Richmond.
But with a caveat of religion and ADA concerns.
Employees can refuse on religious or disability grounds. Again, Amber Clayton with SHRM.
Some states have actually proposed legislation to not allow employers to require vaccinations. Right now, our research shows that more employers are actually encouraging it rather than requiring it.
As of January, only 5% of employers were going to require the vaccine, according to SHRM's survey. 35% were unsure, and 60% were not going to require it. Those numbers may change. And even if employers do bring people back to the office, that doesn't mean back to normal. There may still be safety rules around COVID. Laura Stock is director of the Labor and Occupational Health Program at UC Berkeley.
Which might mean ensuring that everyone wears a mask inside, that physical distancing is possible, that sanitation is occurring, that schedules are adjusted so that the, you know, that there's not everybody taking lunch at the same time.
But are we really going to still be doing this even when vaccinated?
A lot of these recommendations are going to be changing, but I think we have a ways to go before we can throw these recommendations out.
Which is all to say, the world of work changed almost overnight back in March of 2020. It will take much longer than that to go back to normal, whatever normal now means. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.